Hi, this is JD Wisgo of SelfTaughtJapanese.com, and this is episode 11 of Japanese Grammar and More. In this episode, I'd like to introduce a new verb tense. It's an extremely important one that's used in many different cases in Japanese, and in fact, I would say it's one of the most important verb tenses. But before we do that, I'd like to review the verb tenses we've discussed already in previous episodes. The first tense is the dictionary tense. We'll use the verb taberu to eat as an example. So taberu is the dictionary tense. The dictionary tense is a non-past tense, which means it refers to something either in the present or in the future, but not the past. Taberu, to eat. We also learned the past tense. This is conjugated differently for different endings of verbs, but for taberu, the past tense is tabeta, I ate, or someone ate. Another tense that we learned is the negative tense. In this case, it's tabenai, which is I will not eat, or someone will not eat. Tabenai. So these are the three main tenses that we've learned so far. So now, in this episode, I would like to introduce a new tense. There's a few different names for it, but I'm going to refer to it as the te form, although in a few cases it does sound like de. But let's just call it the te form for simplicity. So the te form of taberu is tabete. Tabete. Let's talk about how we conjugate this tense for other types of verbs, and then we'll talk about some of the uses of the te form. The good news is that if you know how to conjugate verbs into the past tense, like tabeta, it's quite easy. You simply conjugate to the past tense and then replace the a sound at the end with the e. So you take taberu, conjugate to past tense of tabeta, and then replace the ta with the te, tabete. However, I want to go over some of the rules for conjugating other types of verbs just as a review. The first category is eru iru verbs, like miru, iru, and taberu. You simply drop the ru at the end and add a te. So miru to see is mite. Iru, to exist for living things, is ite. And as we just discussed, taberu conjugates to tabete for the te form of these verbs. For type 2 verbs, there's a bunch of different endings and the conjugation is a little bit different. The first subcategory of these is u, tsu, and ru. These are all conjugated by making a little pause, which is written as a little tsu, and then ate. So for example, aru, existence for non-living things, we drop the ru, add a little pause, and then add te. So the te form of aru is atte, atte. How about for the verb kau, which means to buy, kau? What do you think it is? The answer is katte, katte, which is the te form of kau, to buy. Now how about for the verb utsu, which means to hit or strike? We follow the same pattern and we get utte, utte. Notice it's not utte. You need a little pause there. Utte. So for ku verbs, we simply drop the ku and replace it by ite. Aruku, to walk, would be aruite. Similarly, for gu verbs, we replace the gu with ide. So oyogu, to swim, is oyoide. Notice here we say de at the end, even though it's the te form. What about the su ending? Let's take the example of the verb dasu, which means to put out, like to put out your hand, or to put out money. What do you think the conjugation of that is? It's dashite. So we remove the su and replace it by shite, dashite. Notice the past would be dashita. See the similarity? Dashita is the past, dashite is the te form. For mu ending verbs, we replace the mu with a nde. So yomu, to read, is yonde. Again, we say de at the end, but it's the te form. Yonde is the te form of yomu, to read. Finally, we have the last category, which is the irregular verbs. We've only learned a few so far. One of them is suru, to do, which also acts as a helping verb, with words such as benkyo, study. So benkyo suru is study. Similar to the su ending verbs, the way we conjugate suru into the te form is simply shite. Shite. If we were writing it in romanji, it would be shite. Shite. Notice it's not shite, it's shite. Similarly, the past tense is shita. So the te form of benkyo suru would be benkyo shite. Benkyo shite. Another irregular verb is iku, to go. The way you conjugate this is itte, itte. Just like the past tense is itta. See the similarity? Itte is the te form and itta is the past tense. Okay, that completes a quick summary of how to conjugate the te form. Now let's talk about what this form is used for. It's used for many different things, but one of the simplest is a series of actions. In other words, you do one action, and then you do another action. So Those actions can be right one after another, or there could be a pause between them. So to give an example of this, let's learn a new verb, 寝る, which means to sleep, 寝る. Let's make a sentence using the te form of another verb, 水を飲んで寝る. 水を飲んで寝る. Can you guess what this means? Well, remember, 水 is water, 飲んで is the te form of 飲む, to drink, and 寝る means to sleep, as we just learned. Here, the te form simply means two actions that are performed one after another, without much detail about how much delay is between them. But the nuance is that they will drink water and go to bed. 水を飲んで寝る. I will drink water and go to bed. Let's look at another example. ケーキを食べてビールを飲んだ. ケーキを食べてビールを飲んだ. Here, 食べて is the te form of 食べる, and 水を飲んだ is the past tense of 水を飲む, which means drank beer. So here the nuance is that someone ate cake and then drank beer. Notice the te form does not specify future or past. It's a neutral form. It basically says an action occurs and then something happens after that. That's the main nuance. ケーキを食べてビールを飲んだ. I ate cake and drank beer. Another use of the te form is when you describe the way an action is performed. I think of this as sort of an adverbial usage. It modifies another verb instead of talking about two verbs that happen separately. One good example of this is by using the 歩く verb, to walk. What do you think this means? 歩いていった. 歩いていった. 歩いて is the te form of 歩く, to walk, and 行った, in this case, is the past tense of 行く, to go. So it literally says, I walk and went. But the way you should understand this is, I went by walking. In other words, walking was how I performed the action of going. So they're not really separate actions. The 歩いて is more used as an adverb for the verb 行く. 歩いていた. I went by walking. Now, there are many other cases where we can add a word to the end of the te form to have a special meaning. Let's put together a word we've learned in a previous episode, ください. Do you remember what that means? Kudasai means please. So we could say, 水ください, which means, please give me water, or water please. Now it turns out you can add kudasai right after a te form and basically mean that you want to ask for a certain action to be done. 見てください. 見てください means, please look. Depending on the context, it could mean, please look at me, or please look at something that's around you. 見てください. So, if there was a child who wasn't eating, how could you ask them to please eat? Again, we take the te form and we follow it with kudasai. So we could say, 食べてください. 食べてください, which means please eat. You can use this with basically any verb. It's very convenient. Notice you have to conjugate to the te form. Saying 食べるください is just wrong grammar. You must say 食べてください, please eat. In future episodes, we'll talk about even more words and different forms we can use after kudasai to have different types of meanings. But for now, we'll keep it simple with just the ones we discussed. I do want to teach one more verb and look at its te form because it's a little bit tricky. The verb is 帰る. 帰る. This is actually a tricky word because 帰る has several different meanings, including go home, to change, or even the word frog. In this case, 帰る means to go home. Now the tricky thing about 帰る, meaning to go home, is that it's not an 에る, 이る verb, even though it ends in 에る. It's actually a type 2 verb. So if we wanted to say the te form of 帰る, it's not 帰って. It's actually 帰って. 帰って. If we wanted to say please go home, we could say simply 帰ってください. 帰ってください. If instead we said 帰ってください, that would actually mean please change, because the verb 帰る means to change. Now, if you wanted to ask for a frog for some reason, you could say 帰るください. Again, that's a totally different word that has a similar sound. I'm going to give a few more questions to help practice what you've learned. How would you say please go there? Remember, there is そこ, and go is 行く, but you need to conjugate that into the te form and follow it by ください. So one way to say that would be そこに行ってください. そこに行ってください. Please go there. Here's another one that's a little tricky. How would you say please stay here? This is tricky because there's not really a common verb that's used to mean literally stay in Japanese. The most common way to say this in natural Japanese is to use the verb iru, to exist for living things. So one simple way to say please stay here is ここにいてください。ここにいてください。Notice I'm conjugating iru as ite for the te form. ここにいてください。Please stay here. Finally, I would like to give you a few expressions for apologizing in Japanese. I'm going to give a few starting with the most informal and then move up to gradually more and more formal. We'll look at four different expressions that mean I'm sorry. The first and most casual of these is warukatta. Warukatta. This comes from warui, which means literally bad. And warukatta is the past tense of warui. So warukatta means literally it was bad. You can think of this a little bit like the English expression my bad, warukatta. But this is quite a casual phrase, and I would only recommend using it for close friends. Moving up to a little bit more polite expression, we have ごめんなさい. ごめんなさい. This is probably the most simplest, standard way to say I'm sorry. If you wanted one that's a little less formal, you could say simply ごめん. ごめん. But to be safe, I would recommend ごめんなさい. ごめんなさい. Now moving on to another expression that's a bit more formal. すみません. すみません. Without getting too deep into the origin of this word, it basically means I'm sorry. There's a slightly longer form, すみませんでした, which is a little more formal. But for the most part, you can say すみません. すみません. Note that in casual Japanese, often the mi sound turns into an i, so it's simply すみません. Sometimes in rare cases, you'll even see this written that way. As a matter of fact, I was just watching One Punch Man the other day, the first episode, and in one of the parts, there was a kid who wrote a sign and said すみません. In Nomaji, it would be S-U-I-M-A-S-E-N. So instead of writing すみません, they wrote すみません, because this is a very common way to pronounce it. But I would recommend in most cases you pronounce it more formally as すみません. This can also be used if you wanted to get someone's attention. すみません. Excuse me? For example, a waiter. Finally, let's learn another expression that's even more formal and is a bit longer. 申し訳ありません. 申し訳ありません. This one's a bit of a mouthful. Let's look at the parts. 申し is a verb that basically means to say. Wake means reason, and ありません is a verb we haven't learned yet, but it's the polite negative form of ある. In other words, does not exist. So, 申し訳 means excuse, and ありません means does not exist. Putting these together, we get there is no excuse. 申し訳ありません. There's even more ways to apologize in Japanese, but we'll stop at these four. To summarize, warukatta, which is a very casual one, gomen or gomennasai, a little more formal, すみません or すみません, and finally, 申し訳ありません. All right, that completes our episode. また次回!